Jose is a Cal State LA student about a year's worth of classes away from graduation. It's taken him a long time to get there.
I've been in college for at least 7 years because I've had to work my way in order to pay for classes, to pay for books.
Jose has to work because he can't get any scholarships, grants, or work study funds from his school. He can't get them because Jose is an undocumented immigrant.
When I was brought over, I was 4 years old. I finished kindergarten and then I went into first grade. I've always been a student at the Los Angeles Unified School District.
His entire education might be here in California, but legally, he's a Mexican, here in the U.S. illegally. Even though he hasn't lived in Mexico for 20 years, Jose didn't even know Spanish growing up.
Taking Spanish was also something that I had to acquire in school.
About 25,000 undocumented students like Jose graduate from California high schools every year. Maria Rodriguez works for the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, or CHURLA. She says this population is being wasted.
The bottom line is that you have a large immigrant population that is being uneducated. So you have students who are valedictorians, who are top athletes, who are competitive mathematicians in certain programs that can't continue their college education.
Rodriguez says the solution is State Senator Gilbert Cedillo's California Dream Act. The Dream Act would allow certain undocumented students access to certain forms of financial aid. Opponents, including the governor, say with college fees rising on all students, it's not in the system's best interest to give aid to non-students. But advocates, like Rodriguez, say this isn't a handout. It's an investment.
You're talking about students who California has been investing since elementary school. So why does it make sense to then deny them the continuity of that education? Because they are committed and ready to give back to California.
I want to be a teacher. There's not enough teachers out there.
Jose says he may be taking next quarter off. He needs to build up the funds to pay for it. Cedillo's office says the California Dream Act should be voted on in April. Sam Farber, Annenberg Radio News.